You're listening to an African Elements top news story for November 17, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Vaccine Myths and Medical Racism by Darius Spearman, African Elements. When the Afro-American newspaper, a trusted voice in our community since 1892, published an explainer pushing back against false claims that vaccines cause autism, it did more than just correct a scientific error. It touched on a painful truth. The article highlighted how these fear campaigns often target Black parents. We are a community that already faces systemic medical racism and unequal access to healthcare. This is not just a story about a debunked medical study. It is the story of how historical wounds make our communities vulnerable to new dangers. The fear of autism from vaccines is a myth, but the risk it creates is very real, threatening to increase disease in neighborhoods where the healthcare system already feels fragile. The roots of this specific fear trace back to a single, fraudulent study published in 1998 in a respected journal, The Lancet. A British doctor named Andrew Wakefield claimed to have found a link between the measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR, and a new syndrome he called autistic enterocolitis. His research was based on only 12 children, a tiny sample size. Nevertheless, the claim created a global firestorm. Parents, understandably concerned, began to question the safety of a routine childhood vaccination. The media amplified the scare, and a dangerous myth was born. The foundation of the vaccine autism myth was not just weak, it was completely rotten. Investigations soon revealed Andrew Wakefield's research was an elaborate fraud. He had manipulated the data to fit his theory. Furthermore, he had a massive, undisclosed financial conflict of interest. Lawyers preparing to sue vaccine manufacturers were paying him, and he was also trying to patent his own single-shot measles vaccine that would benefit from fear of the combined MMR vaccine. Wakefield even subjected the children in his study to painful and unnecessary medical procedures, like colonoscopies, without proper ethical approval. The scientific community swiftly moved to correct the record. In 2004, 10 of Wakefield's 12 co-authors formally retracted the paper's interpretation, stating there was not enough data to establish a causal link. By 2010, The Lancet issued a full retraction, calling the study utterly false. That same year, the UK General Medical Council found Wakefield guilty of serious professional misconduct and stripped him of his medical license. Despite this complete debunking, the damage was done. In the United Kingdom, MMR vaccination rates dropped from over 90% to below 70% in some areas. Consequently, this led directly to a major resurgence of measles, a disease that had been nearly eliminated. For Black communities, the persistence of vaccine misinformation is not just about one doctor's fraud. It is deeply connected to a long and painful history of medical racism that has created a profound and justified mistrust of the healthcare system. The most infamous example is the Tuskegee Syphilis Study, which ran for 40 years from 1932 to 1972. The U.S. Public Health Service deceived nearly 400 Black men in Alabama who had syphilis. The men were told they were receiving free treatment for bad blood, but were never given a real diagnosis or effective medicine, even after penicillin became the standard cure. Instead, doctors watched them suffer and die to study the disease's progression. This betrayal was not an isolated incident. In 1951, doctors at Johns Hopkins Hospital took cervical cancer cells from Henrietta Lacks, a Black woman, without her knowledge or consent. Her cells, named HeLa, became one of the most important tools in modern medicine, contributing to the polio vaccine, cancer treatments, and gene mapping. However,
her family received no recognition or compensation for decades.
Before that, in the 19th century, Dr. J. Marion Sims, the so-called father of modern gynecology, performed brutal experimental surgeries on enslaved black women without anesthesia.
He operated under the racist and false belief that black people do not feel as much pain as white people, a dangerous bias that shockingly still exists in medicine today. The legacy of these historical abuses is seen in today's healthcare system. Black patients continue to face major disparities in both access to and quality of care. These inequities are often driven by implicit biases, which are the unconscious attitudes and stereotypes that healthcare providers may hold. These biases can affect their decisions in ways they may not even realize. Implicit bias is not about a doctor being overtly racist. Rather, it is about how ingrained societal stereotypes can lead to different treatment outcomes. For example, studies show these biases can lead to doctors dismissing the symptoms of black patients, spending less time with them, or providing less pain medication compared to white patients with the exact same condition. The statistics paint a grim picture of these systemic failures. Black Americans have a life expectancy nearly 5 years shorter than white Americans. Black infants are more than twice as likely to die before their first birthday as white infants. Black mothers are nearly 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes than white mothers.
Furthermore, black patients are less likely to have health insurance and more likely to report experiencing racial discrimination from their healthcare providers. This ongoing reality of poorer care and worse outcomes reinforces the historical mistrust, creating fertile ground for misinformation to take root.
Black women are nearly 3 times more likely than white women to die from pregnancy-related causes.
Copyright African Elements.